Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the score. Score.
He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. It is our friend, Joe Ostrowski. Joe is the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, and he is joining us now to get us ready for a busy weekend. Joe, I made it sound like I started going to the track to bet on the ponies, Marshall said, at the age of like 13 or something, but that wasn't the case.
Well, you said a kid. I was like, I thought you...
I first started betting on them when it was legal at 21, but it was something that, like, at the house, you would try to pick the Derby winner. You know, that's the first time that I got acquainted with odds and things like that. So I always like this weekend because it is something that I find is really easy and fun to do. Like, I'll throw in an exact box or two or three. You know, that's the type of stuff you do on this weekend.
First off, I know it's old news, but congratulations on the official news that came out earlier this week on the show. And second off, Layla, I don't really entirely believe you because you're like, wait, did it sound like I was at the track at 12?
Joe, did it not sound like her dad or maybe an uncle or aunt was taking her to the window at age 5, holding her hand like, all right, now is this what you want to go with?
And my mom, no. First of all, my mom was an only child and I lived with her growing up primarily. My dad didn't like sports.
So it was
just me watching stuff.
That's tragic. I'm glad Joe picked up on what I heard, though. I'm glad about that.
Well, that's my story. That's why I assumed that there was a lie there. So.
Sometimes you defy your family, and my way was watching sports. Scary.
Yes.
Joe, now, am I correct in saying that you are very prolific at your picks when it comes to the horsies?
Okay, so I had a lot of luck a couple of years ago. And so I can't keep up with my phone this morning. Everybody's texting me, what to pick? What do I have to bet on? So a couple years ago, I picked a Derby winner. Okay, fine, whatever. And then we went to the next race. I ended up hitting all three races of the Triple Crown in 2023. And so then I became painted as a horse expert. I am not a horse expert. Like, I try to reach out to, I talk to people that know a lot, that I trust, and kind of figure out my own way through it. But I don't want to paint myself as a horse expert. But I will tell you what my ideas are for the Derby. Now, everyone seems to love journalism. Journalism is the favorite, the 8 horse.
I would say they don't love journalism. That would be my take.
Yes,
they actually hate journalism these days.
They should love journalism. They do not, though. Media literacy should be taught in every high school in this country. Maybe even middle school, honestly, in this country.
Well, Publisher is also a horse in this race, too. So, yeah, there's going to be quite the debate. Okay, for this race to make money for their own pocket, a lot of people do like journalism. We will leave it there. That's what they were looking at with the 8 horse.
I nearly spat out my coffee.
But So it's kind of figuring out, and you've known this since you were a small child, Layla, just figuring out what you're going to do with your exotic wagers, with your exactas and your trifectas.
They're just good if you can't decide, okay? Sometimes people get lucky. How many times did I have to hear about Eddie O hitting some random exacto box? Like a million times. Eddie O's like the luckiest person alive with this stuff.
It's got to happen to me, right? And
frankly, David Kaplan. I know we're not supposed to say his name, really? I don't care. Shout out Cap on the exacta boxes. He always knew what he was doing.
Yes, exactly. So we talked to Eddie O the other day, and he said every wager that he has for this race, and he'll be talking about it tomorrow on NBC, every wager that he has is going to include journalism. And there are a number of smart people that are doing the very same thing. Now, with this race, when we talk about potentially 20 horses, and apparently it might be even less, there are already a couple of scratches, and it sounds like there could be a few more coming up. But we're talking at least 15, 16 horses in this race. The favorite usually does not win, but the people that are really good at this are including the favorite in all of their wagers. So like an exacta box where you would include maybe 3 to 4 to 5 horses. That's what a lot of people do. That is getting the top two in exact order, number one and number two, the exacta. But if you box it, then if you pick a few horses, you can put any order, any of those horses would be a winning ticket for you. So what I'm looking at is it just sounds like the pace is going to be frantic at the top. And that doesn't mean you stick with the speed horses. That actually means quite the opposite, that there's no way with the length of the Derby that that's going to be able to continue for the entire time. So you're looking at closers, and that's where I'm doing with my handicapping. And if you're going to include the favorite journalism in your betting, that you want to find some prices because you have such a short price at around 3-1 for journalism. Can I find a number that I can make some money on? Can I find a closer here that can get, you know, on the board there, top two, top three for trifectas? Number three horse, that is one, 30-1 with Final Gambit. And another one, 13 and the 14, Publisher, 20-1. And then also Tiztastic is another one that I'm taking a look at 20-1. Also another closer to take a look at. A few horses that a lot of other people that I trust like, they're looking on the outside, which would be 17 and the 18, Sandman and Sovereignty, but those are also very short prices. If I'm taking journalism and I'm putting it with, you know, Sandman at 6-1, Sovereignty at 5-1, I'm not going to make as much money as I'd really like in an exacta. So, you know, those are a few ideas that I have. That's what I'm doing going into this race. It could end up being a muddy track as well, which could throw things off, but the consensus seems to be that outside of journalism, this is wide open, and you could really list 8 to 10 horses that have a chance at hitting the board. The one big suggestion I would say is don't go crazy. Don't overreact to anything that you see people saying the day of. Just you're going to have to take a stand at some point, because otherwise, if you start just, oh, okay, I got to include this one, I got to include that one, then all of a sudden you end up betting way much more than you wanted to on, in a lot of cases, a sport that you really haven't watched in a full year. So you want to be a little careful.
Well, and the Derby's so unpredictable. You know, you're talking about it right now at last check in 19 horse field. There were a couple scratches, but the last time the favorite won the Derby was 2018.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago when it comes to trying to handicap the Triple Crown races. So that alone gives you the indication that you might be better off going with something completely different.
And it's still fresh in people's minds, Layla. Rich Strike just a few years ago. That was a late addition due to a scratch, and that was an 80-1. And so now what's happened over the last couple of years is people are like, I want to be part of that. I want to find a Rich Strike. It is possible. We just saw it happen a few years ago, and they're going to end up betting the longest shots on the board as well.
So Joe, going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Joe Ostrowski joining us, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. He's got all the pony news that you need, but he's got so much more. Let's go right to the Bears. We are post-draft. Did anything change? Are any of the futures looking different? Tell me what you got.
They're doing it again.
What exactly are they doing?
Doing it again.
Wishcasting and moving the money line in ways that shouldn't happen.
So I got my first report from BetMGM. Some win totals are already moving. They're saying, okay, we got the most popular bets. Oh, take a wild guess. Of all 32 NFL teams, which team has received the most amount of bets on the over? Can anybody guess? They're doing it again. They haven't received enough pain when the under has hit in 11 of the last 12 years.
That's crazy.
They're betting the Bears over 8.5. That is the most popular win total bet. Oh, and just moments ago, guys, because I knew this was going to come up, I was like, you know what? I wonder what Ben Johnson is for the coach of the year. Let me see what Ben Johnson is for the coach of the year. He is the favorite. Ben Johnson is your favorite for the coach of the year. The Bears are the most bet team on the over 8.5 for wins. And I rewind to exactly 1 year ago. You know who the favorite was for the coach of the year last year, guys?
Matt Eberflus.
It was Matt Eberflus. So we're doing it all again. Not enough paid.
Matt Eberflus
stop.
Was the favorite.
You don't remember
for
this?
Maybe I blacked it out.
Yes, I remember. I remember it very vividly, Joe, because I was like, "Wait, why?" I was like, "I guess."
Is it one billionaire or something that just really loves the Bears?
People were high on Matt Eberflus because of the end of the previous season and the way they finished strong and the defense looked good. And he's like, "Now we've got Caleb Williams and we've got
I know all
Shane
that.
Waldron, which we didn't know what Shane Waldron was.
But I know all that. But I'm just saying, like, it would be much easier to appreciate and take. As a collective, if it was one dude just really moving the market, you know, like some corporate raider type, so to speak.
It's not.
Hope
we're Gordon Gekko is not in on this. It's not.
No, we're all stupid. That's the reason. We do this to ourselves. It doesn't matter what happened in the past.
Do I think the Bears are going to win more than 8.5 games? Yes, I do.
Yes, I know you do, Layla.
Do we have the defensive rookie of the year futures yet, or is that still to be? I have like offensive rookie of the year and defensive rookie of the year to see if any Bears are in that, especially the offensive rookie of the year with Colston Loveland.
Yeah,
look at the way you're looking at me right now.
He said Colston Loveland, and I'm just looking at him like you're just trolling now.
Or Luther Burden III. I don't know.
By the way, a tight end has never won that award, and I guarantee you that he is going to be back.
And I said he should have won the award last year. Yes, I'm talking about you, Brock Bowers, but you know that dude in DC did some things. So
yes, the offensive rookie of the year favorite is Ashton Gentry.
Okay,
he's
that makes
plus
sense.
Plus 250, Cam Ward plus 300. We don't even know if he's going to be starting. You know, as long as we bring it up, I would look at actually a couple of running backs because we don't like the quarterbacks in this draft. I don't love the receivers. I think Tet McMillan can be fine for Carolina, but if Hampton is the guy for Jim Harbaugh's offense, that would be a good look. He was bet early on. And then I was also looking at Judkins for Cleveland. Always a strong offensive line. I think they're going to lean that way. I don't know what's happening with the quarterback room. But I think they do trust that running game. And, you know, if it's not Chubb there, it could be all Judkins. He's 20-1. That's interesting. And I'm looking for the Bears guys. Wow. Burden and Loveland have the same odds.
Is it 100-1?
30. No.
Oh, 30 to 1. Okay. What about Shador and Dylan Gabriel? Did they make the mix? Because you just mentioned the Cleveland quarterback room. That's all. That's why. Why are you shaking your head at me? I'm curious.
He's not curious. Oh, yeah. He's a provocateur.
No, Shador is 17 to 1.
Oh.
Shador has much shorter odds than Gabriel.
Robbie just threw his hands up in the air. Robbie, why did you make a bet you shouldn't have? Like, what just happened here?
I can't believe he's that high up. He's not even their starter yet. That's insane.
The fifth round pick has 17 to 1 odds on rookie of the year.
It's so stupid because they know what people are going to do. They bet on it. Gabriel's 100, and then the guy that was drafted after him, Shador, is 17 to 1.
That's crazy, but not as crazy as what's going on in the NBA right now, because I'm excited about that. Has anything shifted, or are we just like, okay, see all the way, baby?
Are you excited? Because I figured you were going to say that your team's going to lose tonight.
No, my team's not losing tonight. Okay. Yo, let's make this very clear. My team's playing at home tonight.
The caffeine has kicked in for Marzal.
They are not losing tonight. They better not lose tonight.
What if Every time I come on, you tell me bad things about the Warriors. I don't think they're losing tonight either.
Okay, so we are aligned. We are aligned.
That Rockets win was pretty convincing. I'm not just saying that because I used to work there.
There we go.
But seriously, that was a convincing win. I know it was at home, but still.
Nice. Let's see if they can back it up. They can't.
Wow. Now he's talking trash. Like, what is going on?
Oh, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So
no, I agree with you. The bettors are backing both Sharp, and it sounds like the public is also on Golden State tonight. The line started 3.5, 4. It's gone all the way to 5, 5.5. I'm with you, though. I do like the Warriors. I think we're going to have a nice Steph bounce-back performance. He hasn't done much over the last couple of games. Their starters barely played. It was such a blowout. Rockets shot 55% in that game. They were phenomenal, but I'm a little scared of this number now that we're getting to 5.5, the 6 range. But Warriors win tonight. They advance. They need to close this out. You don't want to go back to Houston.
No, don't want to do that. Don't want to pray for another terrible three-point shooting performance out of the Rockets to advance if you're the Warriors. I'll say that. Is this the time now? Because I'm really feeling the Clippers to win it all. Is this the time now?
With
the
Wait.
What?
No, listen, with the game 7, they're in a position, I feel like now is the time to jump in before they advance past the Nuggets and people start getting back on them again.
Okay, so yeah, you win last night, and I can't believe I'm saying this, big playoff game, James Harden was phenomenal, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what happened. Russ had his moments. It's like every loss in this series is, okay, is Russ going to mess up or is Harden going to mess up?
Wow.
That is actually just life with Russ and James Harden. That is just life.
Right?
That's not this series. That's been the entire life of the career span.
I liked the Clippers coming into the series. I put something on them at 30 to 1 before the playoffs got started just because of the ceiling. And now we're at game 7. And we're going back to Denver, and I'm feeling uneasy. The Clippers are a one-point favorite. You're going to go to Jokic's house and take him out in Game 7. That's what's concerning to me. Like, I was very high in the Clippers coming into the series, but now that it's here, going Game 7, I'm worried. It just might be where Jokic takes over.
That's fair.
Clippers
you
win
the
it
clip?
All.
I like the Clippers win it all. You know the Thunder are next, right?
Yeah, I think they're the team that can take out the Thunder. Otherwise, I think the Thunder are going to win it all.
Boston is very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, I took Cleveland. But
yes, me
Boston's
too.
Boston's excellent.
There
I like
was
Cleveland.
One point where Marshall thought Cleveland was the best
I know,
team.
I think Cleveland's the best team in the East.
So he's covering every base right now. We've got him on Boston, on Cleveland, on OKC.
Don't like Boston.
Cleveland over Boston.
But I like the Clippers or OKC to win it all, probably.
Because you said OKC, baby, like 5 minutes ago, and then you're like, never mind. What?
No, because if the Nuggets win, then OKC's going to run through the Nuggets.
This is a very, like, if you really love the NBA, I feel like Marshall is embodying a lot of NBA playoffs fan conflict in itself, you know?
Yeah.
Joe, we appreciate you. We really, and I genuinely mean that. I enjoy our visit.
I think Marshall
every week.
Just lost $100,000 in this conversation. Like, if he put $2 on any one of these, the amount of bets he just made.
It won't be on a trifecta and exacta, though. I promise
you
that.
What are you doing with the Derby?
That's nothing, because I don't know enough about horses to get involved.
That's the beauty of it. Give me Citizen Bull, too, in that. You can tell what I'm doing tomorrow. Joe, we thank you so much for your time. Thanks, as always, for having fun with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys. It's fun. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.